We are back here on 102.5 The Game. We continue our chat with Predators General Manager David Poile. During this process, you had said more than one time that you would like to collectively get Ryan Suter and Shea Weber signed together. Did this during the process, were you able to make an offer to Shea Weber of the 12, 13-year-old variety, similar to the deals that Suter had on the table?
Yes and yes. I've extended an offer to Shea a while back. And again, it was more or less tied into Suter. I think the thinking there on Shea's camp is that they wanted to see what Suter did. I really believe if Suter would have signed that Shea would have signed, but now we have to deal with Shea by himself.
So the parameters are there. At least the discussion has gotten, I guess, to first base. So this is, does that make it easier going forward, or do you think the game is totally different now sitting where you are?
Well, I think the goal is the same, that we believe Shea Weber is our best player. He is our captain. He is our leader. And for the viability going forward of our franchise, of what we're going to do right now, he is the player that we would like to build the team around. If Shea feels the same way, I'm sure we'll get a deal. If he doesn't, then we need to sit down and see where we go from there. But right now, I am certainly very optimistic based on my conversation with Shea and his representative that this is the way that we're going to go. And like I say, we're only a couple of days removed from Ryan not signing with us. And as I said earlier, you asked me about my disappointment. I think Shea's disappointed in this too, because,
right,
they were as good as they were as individual players. To me, they're always greater together. And I think it's a little bit of a hurt there that, Ryan didn't choose to come back with us.
The number one thing that seems to be the reaction from a lot of the fans is, okay, they went for it for Ryan Suter. That's one thing, but to lose Shea Weber would be another. Do you have a time frame in mind, maybe before the season or any other time parameters where you said, okay, if you can't get the commitment from Shea Weber, you can't risk having it go all the way to the end again like it did with Suter?
Well, I hate putting time frames on it, because as we just talked earlier in the interview, we talked about a new CBA, and I can't be specific exactly, but it could be reasons to wait till there's a new CBA, and that might not be till just before the season starts, or hopefully we don't have a lockout. But there could be different factors that affect the timing of this. Obviously, the easy answer for me to say to you would be the sooner the better, and I hope that's the case. But we need to spend some time now talking to Shane's representative to tell them a little bit more from our side, and we got to hear from their side and we're what they're thinking. And if it matches up, I know we'll make a deal.
David, just one or two more questions here. Now looking at the landscape besides Shea Weber, replacing Ryan Suter, you were prepared for this. Of course, you had to wait, and now what's out there is out there. Of your plan B, how many solutions are of possible alternatives in your mind could you be working on? And do you think the solution is out there where the team can still be as good as you want it to be, either by trade or by free agent signing?
Well, there's different avenues. I mean, obviously, there's still some free agent defensemen that are available. In the last couple of days, I've been talking to a lot of teams about potential trades. We also have got a lot of good young defensemen in our lineup, in our organization, Milwaukee, coming up the ranks. I'm talking to our hockey office people and our coaches. What are we looking for exactly? Like, we've talked a lot that maybe Roman Josi, who we have, is their apparent to play with Shea Weber. If that was a possible solution, then we'd be looking for somebody to play with Kevin Klein. That might be a different type of a player. There's a long-term solution with a player that might be signed for 5 or 6 years. There's a short-term fix, if you will, for maybe a player that's only signed for 1 year, could be more of a veteran player. We're just trying to balance all of these different things right now. And again, as I tell everybody, it's not like I feel like I'm under the gun to just sign somebody today. I mean, if this doesn't happen right now, it doesn't happen. I don't even want to say that the fallback position, we do have good young players. And just like I say, I'm talking to a lot of different people. I've got every agent in the world calling me about their free agents, so I'm just taking my time and making sure that we get the right fit.
Final question for you. You've got two young players who have got some upside, who have played well. They've certainly had their moments, that are both restricted free agents. Sergei Kostitsyn, who is elected arbitration, and you've got Colin Wilson as well. Just, if you can, give us a quick thought on the strategy with those two.
Well, I guess you'd say the good news is that Sergei Kostitsyn filed for arbitration yesterday, which means he's a signed player. We just don't know for what amount. So I look at that as a good thing, because, you know, he could have gone back to the KHL, something like that, but he wants to come back and play here, so we're just down to how much we're going to pay him. Colin Wilson, we've had some negotiations, but they've kind of fallen off a little bit, and just tie this right in for you, Willie. The Neil Sheehy, who was the agent of Ryan Suter, is Colin Wilson's agent, so we really haven't ventured there just yet. So I'm sure we'll get to that soon.
Interesting connection there for sure, but I'm sure we'll get worked out. David, I know you've been busy. I want to thank you for taking some time with us. And, of course, you got your 4th of July. You're trying to spend some time with your family, mixing all this stuff in. And I heard it was your anniversary, too, so congratulations on that. And thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Wilson.